Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Nobos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Nobos.
Oh, Crevo, day number three back from holidays. We've made it.
Yeah, I know. How good is it?
Jade has not.
She has not made it today. We've still got two of us left. So it's going to be fun anyway.
Yeah, the boys' breakfast yet again. Love it.
I know.
Big news overnight with ScoMo and the vaccine.
That's right. So he's looking to buy or he's making a deal with this Oxford University vaccine over in the UK. He's going to buy 25 million doses. Basically free for everyone. I mean, that's huge.
Really good.
Obviously, it's still in trial phase. Isn't that right, Hamish?
Yeah, that's right. It's under stage three trial.
Okay.
So that means that it's basically going to thousands of volunteers who can who will, and then, you know, look, this is all on the assumption that it'll work and that it's safe and it's because it goes through a rigorous testing, as you'd imagine.
Yeah.
But post that, the deal is that that every Australian would get a free vaccine.
Free jab.
And the bulk of it will be manufactured at CSL in Melbourne.
See, that would have been part of the deal.
Absolutely.
It?
Like, it's a major part of the deal.
You give us a good price on these jabs and we'll set you up with a factory and a clean tax. I'm sure there's like a tax breaks and all this sort of
thing. So, Hamish, question. With the Russian vaccine that was announced, obviously, last week.
Did they just try that on rats and then they're rolling it out to everyone in Russia?
That was in stage two testing. I was wondering, are the stages the same worldwide? Are the same criteria in place?
There is generally an accepted global procedure by which vaccines are created.
So,
absolutely.
So this Oxford vaccine is in phase three, so we're already ahead of the Russians, like in terms of safety.
I would even question whether the Russians have even done stage two. I mean, they really rushed that one out there.
Yeah,
they just looked at it in like they did a little shake of the vial and went, "That looks good."
Yep.
Roll it out.
I mean, not underplying it.
Get Putin on the phone.
it's such a dangerous thing.
We've done.
Yeah. Anyway, so we won't do the Russian one.
Yeah. No.
Hopefully by December. Hopefully by December we have this thing and
that'd
we can
be nice.
Start to get back to normal.
And also too, they've done another deal with an American company to provide millions of needles and syringes as well too for the distribution. Also too, this would not just be for Australia. Scott Morrison says that this deal would encompass a Pacific nations as well too, presumably New Zealand and some of the other Pacific Island states. So it would be a very good deal for our neighbourhood.
We're really becoming aggressive within our region, aren't we?
Well, we should be.
I think we should be as well.
Yeah, China does.
Good to see.
Why not?
Good to see.
Yep. Yeah.
Very good.
Awesome
from
stuff.
Such a beautiful, serious topic like that, going to segue now to a council Zoom meeting. Of course, Zoom has become part of our lives in the last 6 months. You will not believe what has happened during this Zoom meeting. The councillors are disgusted.
Caught on camera. It's some of that sort of gear.
I'll tell you next after One Republic Counting Stars. It's 6:08. Good morning. Yeah. One Republic Counting Stars live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Severe weather warning across the Hunter today. That cold front coming through. Very heavy winds, up to 90-kilometre gusts today.
Huge.
Hey, we're going to go over to Rio at the moment, and love a good Zoom meeting gone wrong story.
Oh,
it's just become a part of our lives in the last 6 months. First of all, Crevo, have you had to have a Zoom meeting yet?
I've only done two. Not a huge part of my life, but I'm not a big meetings guy.
If you're working at home, though, I know my housemate all the time is on these Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
I love seeing other people, friends, have Zoom meetings and they turn like the mic off and they go off and do other things.
Yeah.
And really, you don't even know what's happening there.
No, they're checking out half the time. Half of the people on Zoom meetings, I can personally guarantee you, are doing nothing.
Absolutely. Well, this meeting in Rio was with the local council and they were discussing guaranteeing food for people during the pandemic.
Right.
So very important meeting.
You know, good council work.
Supply chains, etc.
Yeah.
And then during the meeting, as they are, they're just having a chat and, you know, I've actually got some audio of the Zoom meeting. You can imagine the vibe.
Yeah, we're talking about, you know, the warehouse will need to be stocked with food, make sure the trucks come in, da-da-da-da, I'm bored already.
Then one of the people in the Zoom meeting to the right of the screen invited a friend over. Now, the guy at work, you know, should be paying attention to such an important meeting, starts to do some hammering.
Oh. Yeah, when you say hammering, he's invited. It's a lady friend
over, and they go off to the side, ignoring the work that they're meant to be doing, and started on that very important work of renovating the room.
Oh, all right, renovating her room. Yeah, and he's he starts doing a bit of the old handiwork. It looks like some sort of sawing action, backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards.
It was very intense. I mean, he really got into it very quickly.
Really got her up on the workbench.
It does go to show, though, he can't multitask.
Oh, he's popped his screwdriver out. What's he done that for? That's not appropriate for a Zoom meeting about food shortages, is it?
I love the scramble afterwards. They were trying to get the audio guy and the video guy to cut his screen off, but it wasn't cutting off. This guy has no idea that he's on camera.
One of the great things about Zoom is that no one really, really knows how to use it properly. Like, and that's a perfect example of that, because obviously that guy thought, oh, I've switched my camera off. Still hadn't. Everyone got to watch him really get to work.
Hey, back to us now. And we are playing Lads versus Lasses. So
that's right.
Love this game. Basically, we need one man and one woman. We're going to ask the man, the lady questions, and the lady, the man questions. On offer today, we have an $80 Stacks dining voucher to give away.
Oh, nice. So you could go out with your, you know, friend, partner, have a lovely meal together, all on us. 131009, one guy, one girl. This is an ongoing competition at the moment. Lads have it, one, and ladies also have one.
Yeah,
so we're tied up at the moment, actually.
All right, taking your calls right now, 131009.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
Now, a very simple game. Basically, each day we are on the hunt for a lady and a man, and we set them up with questions, obviously designed for the opposite sex. If you get them right and win, basically, you get a point on the board, and today, a Stacks dining voucher, $80
worth. Let's go to Ryan. Hey, man, how are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, doing good. What's on for your Wednesday?
It's the usual slog, mate, heading up to work. So,
very good. What do you do for work?
I work at the coal loader in Newcastle, at the port up there.
Nice one.
That's
all right,
big
man.
Big installation there.
Well, let's give you this $80 voucher. We need you to correctly answer as many of these questions as possible. Do you have a girlfriend or a wife at home?
Yeah, I have a wife, I certainly do.
All right, well, hopefully you've paid attention to what she has to say to you, unlike some husbands. Question number...
I think I do, but she doesn't.
Question number one for you, Ryan. Where would a woman use a volumizer?
A what, sorry?
A volumizer.
A volumizer. Oh.
Where would she put that?
Up her nose.
Incorrect. Her hair makes it, you know, look extra thick and puffy.
I didn't know the answer to that one either, so don't feel too bad.
Ryan, for the lads, number two, what is the commercial slogan answer for L'Oreal hair care products? You know, like the slogan at the end?
Oh, L'Oreal. A bird.
Because I'm worth it. Oh, you've got one chance to get this on the board, Ryan. Here we go. What is Chanel's most famous perfume?
Oh, mate, nah, my missus is going to kill me.
Think of it. It's a number. I'll help you out here. It's a number. Chanel.
Chanel 7.
No. Chanel number 5. Brian, you've lost it, brother. What are you doing?
Well, hey, look, stay on the line because our next caller might get also 0 and then it goes to a coin toss, all right? That is possible. Jaden, how are you?
Hey, Jaden.
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Really good. You're up and about early. What do you do for work?
Yeah, I'm off to work. I'm just about to become an enrolled nurse.
Oh, wow. Good stuff. Congratulations.
Hey, you're doing good work. We all appreciate everyone in medical industry at the moment.
Hey, Jaden, did you know all of those questions that Ryan got wrong?
Yep.
Yeah, of course you did. They were dead easy for you.
Let's do it.
All right, question number one for you. Bailey is a famous brand of A, motorcycle tire, B, ladder, or C, Xbox controller?
Oh, I think it might be a ladder.
Yes, correct.
That means you've won.
That boom. Easy.
One on the board. That $80 stacks voucher is all yours, Jaden. Enjoy that.
Yay, thank you.
Do you want to have a crack at the other questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's see how many you can get. See if you can really get 3 out of 3. All right. The shape of a repro saw blade is A, circular, or B, rectangular?
I'll go circular.
That's incorrect. It's more rectangular. All right, yep. And question number 3 to wrap things up. Bent Spoke is a brand of what?
I have no idea. Is it a drill?
No, it's a beer. Oh, well, you still won.
Thank you very much.
One
Enjoy
more
that
point.
Stacks
that means
voucher.
The lasses are up 2-1.
Damn it.
Come on, guys. Don't let us down. Tomorrow, we need a really, really strong contender.
We do indeed. Hey, news time coming up next with Hamish here at New FM at 6:26.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This
is
Jade, Maddie and Grievo.
Jade, Maddie and Grievo, the Novos.
So one of our listeners, we call her UK Tracy, has just sent us a video live from her lounge room.
Yeah.
And she has us casting on her television from our New FM live stream. I love that we beat Karl Stefanovic and Koshy in her household.
Doesn't that feel good? We Trump. Us sitting around just talking about stuff.
New FM Facebook page, of course, if you want to watch the live stream. Jade's not here today, so, I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, we're a bit boring, maybe.
There'll be quieter moments.
Give us a go.
Yeah, exactly right.
Hey, coming up next, got to tell you about a story on holidays in Sydney. My mum's partner, he has this like massive overgrown tree in his front yard, and he's the type of guy that lets his front yard go.
Okay.
I hate that.
Just not bothered.
Yeah, anyway, the branch is going over to his neighbor's house, like clearly affecting the guy's front yard.
Yeah.
The neighbors cut the branches off, right? Mm-hmm. Thrown them back over the fence. So he, my mum's partner, has then thrown the branches that are his, that were thrown over his fence, back over to the guy's house.
So hang on a sec. I'm a little confused.
Neighbor.
Yep.
Mum's partner.
Yeah.
The tree's in my mum's partner's house.
Oh, yeah, okay. He's gone over the fence.
Yes, yes. Sorry, I explained that wrong. Anyway, big arguments have happened. Police have been called. The guy actually went over and beat my mum's partner up.
What?
Over branches. So it was a neighbourhood war, you know, to the max. But right or wrong this morning, 13:10:09, throwing it back over the fence. You know, if your neighbour's got some maybe like mandarins or oranges that fall into your yard, do you just lob them back over?
No, I think they're your responsibility.
I don't think so.
All right. Anyway, this is the debate.
All right. 13:10:09, throwing it over the fence. Right now, John Farnham, that's Freedom at New FM. Good morning. John Farnham live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo currently 9 out at Maitland this morning. 13:10:09, right or wrong, throwing stuff back over the neighbour's fence when it lands in your yard.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Well, you say just stuff, but we're talking about like plants growing over, right?
Yeah, so my mum's partner, he is very neglectful when it comes to his front yard. So he's got overgrown trees there, you know, obviously going over to the neighbour's yard, falling over. The neighbours thought, screw this guy, I'm going to cut the branches that are over my site, throw them back in my mum's partner's yard.
Immature behaviour, I reckon.
Yeah, I'm going to get in so much trouble for this. I actually think that the guy has every right to do that.
To chuck them back over?
Yeah, he's cut them off, thrown them back over. My mum's partner's come back home and he's gone, "Who does this guy think he is?" Thrown them back over the fence. So it's tit for tat at this point.
So childish.
What I don't condone, though, is the neighbour has then come back over to my mum's partner's house and beat him up.
That's crazy.
Too much. But that's the level that this gets to sometimes.
Neighbourhood wars, eh?
Yeah. So 13-10-09, throwing it over the fence, right or wrong, is this guy in the right for initially throwing the cuttings back over to where the plant is? I think that he is. He's in the right.
No, I totally disagree. I think you can't chuck it back over. I mean, the beating up thing is just a whole separate issue. It's too crazy. But I think if it's over your fence, it's now your responsibility. Doesn't matter where the tree or plant starts from.
Don't you think that you could then go over to your neighbour, say, and go, "Hey, mate, look, there's too much in my yard. I don't have time to clean up this mess. It's your responsibility."
No,
if you're a busy
person
and you don't have the time to do it.
No, once it crosses onto your border, you own it, you deal with it. That's how it is.
You're such a hard man, aren't you?
What do you mean? That's just my thoughts on it.
So, okay, you have a tree in your yard. You're a homeowner, Crevo. Yep. Mandarin tree, let's say.
Yeah.
They're all falling into your neighbour's yard. They're very busy. They're very upset that this is happening.
Okay.
And they come in and say, "Can you come and pick up your mandarins, mate?" You're just going to say no.
Yeah, no, it's not my problem.
Let's go to Emma. Good morning, Emma.
Morning.
Hey, what are your thoughts on this? Do you think it's the right thing to do to throw it back over the fence?
I think it depends on what it is.
Right, okay. So in this instance, my mum's partner's neighbour with the branches, thrown them back over, do you think he was in the right to throw them over?
I think so, yeah.
Why wouldn't he just put him in his green bin and move on with life? That's what I want to know.
There is that too, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you live in an apartment or a house, Emma?
I live in townhouses, but I grew up in a house.
Did your neighbours ever have problems with this sort of thing? Like, did you have trees and the like?
No, we had opposite. We had cigarette butts and alcohol bottles for previous neighbours.
And they were throwing them over your fence.
Yes.
I think you've got every right to chuck that back. That's a totally different.
You can't pick and choose, Crevo.
Yeah, that's totally different than a plant slowly growing over the fence.
My parents are carers, so we always have kids in the house and in the yard. So.
Oh, God, and there was all that stuff going on. You wouldn't want that. That's terrible.
Some Winnie Red Butts. What, do you remember what beer cans they were?
No.
Bottles, probably,
love
back
that.
In the day. Thanks
Thank
for the call.
Thank you, Emma. Anyway, people, but you look, what can I say?
That hasn't cleared anything
hasn't
up.
Hasn't cleared absolutely anything up.
Love it all, though, that up next, producer Jackson running things today with Jade away.
Yes, indeed.
Sorry, guys.
That's all right. What's on the way?
I'm going to get your thoughts on Ben and Jerry's and also Ooshies as well. Remember those from Woolworths?
Oh, the squidgy kind of things. Yeah,
weren't you obsessed with those, Crevo, or your partner was?
Yeah, she collected the set.
Oh, dear. Well,
how childish.
Find out about that next. It's 6:45. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. I don't care. New FM. I love it. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
Jackson running the show this morning. Let's hear it. What have you got for us?
Let's kick things off. Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Ooh.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
I'm going to say loathe it.
Love it. What?
Yeah. I find it too intense.
Oh, the flavours, the imagination. It's just incredible.
It's a little bit expensive. How's this sound to you?
Crazy.
Chocolate and peanut butter non-dairy ice cream, fudge brownies and peanut butter cookie dough for $15, right? They've got this new flavour coming out. It's only in Australia, but it's designed to direct attention to the coalition's use of fossil fuels. So on the side of it, it's got Dear Scott Morrison, make fossil fuels history.
So getting political.
Yes.
Jeez, that's unexpected, actually, from them, because now they're originally it was just the two guys, Ben and Jerry, for a long, long time, but then they sold to like a big company. Like, I think they're Unilever or something like that.
You know what? I don't want a side of politics with my cookie dough ice cream.
You just want to enjoy the intensity of...
What was the flavour again, Jackson? That was quite intense.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get my head around it. Yeah. I was going to make a joke about it. The flavour was too big.
Okay, so it's called Unfudge Our Future, and it is peanut butter non-dairy ice cream with chocolate, fudge brownies and peanut butter cookie dough, which sounds like a coma waiting to happen. But do you know what's really weird? They say over the dinner table, right, don't discuss two things, politics and religion. I don't know how keen I am on bringing my desserts with politics.
I agree.
Political message there.
It's a bit of a weird... combination for them.
Yeah, but I mean, good on them. It is a good message, I guess.
Absolutely.
Moving on, Woolworths Ooshies.
3, 2, 1, go!
I'm going loathe it round two.
Love it.
Love it.
I love it.
I think you're going to love this, Manny, because they're bringing out 36 new ones to collect from August 26. And it's all about Disney. So you've got Captain Marvel, you've got The Mandalorian, everything that's pretty much on Disney Plus, you can collect.
My name's not Jade Jackson.
Oh, come on. You're a massive Disney. You're a massive Disney person.
You know what? Real talk. The last time these were out.
Yeah.
They were just scattered all over my house in, like, the, you know, the random basket on your kitchen bench with a whole heap of stuff in it.
The second drawer.
All through that, all over my desk. I can't do it again. I am interested in the Star Wars.
Yeah, you'll
thing,
be
though.
Wanting them, though.
Yeah,
that imagine a little cool. R2-D2 or something.
People were selling these things for, like, thousands of dollars. You get one if you spend $30.
Wasn't there, like, crazy rare ones last time? Like
allegedly.
Very gold tip. One or something.
Do you know what? You heard all about people selling them for thousands of dollars, but you never heard anyone actually buying them for thousands of dollars.
That is true.
You know.
Remember we did it on our show and we had like a whole heap of them and just gave them out. Nobody came and picked them up.
Unopened. No one was interested. That was a fail. That's a reminder not to do that again.
Good for the kids though.
Oh, absolutely. Disney toys. Get around it. They'll be bugging you to spend more money.
Mom, let's go to Woolies. No.
Again. We just bought the weekly shop. We don't need to go again.
Thank you, Jackson. Our news time up next with Hamish. It's 7:02. Good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Cree. When you wake up. The moment has arrived. Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Relax. Open your mind.
All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
Hey, Miss, you're talking about pineapple there. Is it possible treatment for coronavirus?
Well, it's more of a preventative measure.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
The spray itself would prevent it from spreading through the nose, the mouth, and
I mean, it feels like when you get to pineapple, it's a situation where they've tried every single thing and they finally get to pineapple and go, oh, look at that, that's worked.
Rubbing the cat against the side of the head, that didn't work.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You know what? Pineapple should be classed as a superfood. I mean, it's so good for so many different things.
Yeah, there is an enzyme in pineapple called bromelain.
Right.
And that's actually used in a lot of things as well, too.
That's
particularly
right.
For hay fever as well, too. It is a superfood. It should be.
I mean,
good stuff.
Pineapple. Isn't it just delicious?
Oh, is that too?
You know what? Canned pineapple, just bear with me for a sec. Put it in the fridge overnight in a bowl. In summer, it's just a delight to eat.
I don't think I've ever sat down to a bowl of
pineapple. A whole bowl of pineapple.
Good.
Delicious.
Yeah, it's a Queensland staple. What are your thoughts about cooked pineapple in food?
No good.
Really?
It needs to be cold.
You're not an
on
pizza guy?
No.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
No. It's also, they use it to tenderise meat, don't
That's true, they?
They
do. That's true, they do.
Because it's got that enzyme in it, once again, breaking down the protein. Fascinating.
Yep.
Anyway, pineapple chat, who thought?
Delish.
We moved from that to another story. This one was originally from the Newey Herald, but then Reddit has taken up. It's basically a poll talking about whether you think hunter pubs should refuse entry to Sydney ciders.
This had a big reaction.
Huge.
Yeah.
So over 90% were saying that they should. You can't do that.
Yeah, look, I get it. I get it. A couple of weeks back, we were getting those cases popping up here in the Hunter from people from Sydney.
Yeah, but you can't just make a rule like that. I'm against this. I don't think that should be the case. I think if you're going to have the travel restrictions, absolutely, Nui people can't go down to Sydney and vice versa, but you can't just have a rule for pubs. Crazy talk.
Do you know what? I actually do tend to agree, and I mean, I can't be a hypocrite on this subject because I have just been in Sydney.
Yeah.
And I have been to some pubs, but I did get tested for COVID-19 before I came back to Newcastle.
Yeah.
So, it's one of those things.
Anyway, 13:10:09, do you think Hunter pubs should refuse entry to Sydney ciders?
Give a lot of people feel strongly, taking your calls after this Shania Twain. That don't impress me much. Live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's 7:09, tops of 21 on the coast today. Good morning. With the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Wednesday morning, 7:13. This afternoon, very cold front coming through, up to a 90-kilometre wind gusts.
That's insane.
So tie down your backyard chairs. 13:10:09 this morning, do you think Hunter pubs should refuse entry to Sydney ciders due to COVID-19?
It's corona time. Hey, it's corona time right now.
Coronavirus is about to impact this country in ways we have never seen before.
And a warning from health officials to avoid shaking hands to prevent the disease spreading.
Huge response on Reddit. People going crazy about this, saying that absolutely there should be, people should be blocked out. 90% saying they should be refused entry. I actually don't agree. I think at the moment, with the very low rates of infection especially in Sydney at the moment, you don't need to block people from coming into pubs at the moment, as long as they're socially distanced,
so
wash your hands and whatnot.
There's been a lot of chat about this in the last couple of days. So the state MP for Sydney, Alex Greenwich, has come out and said, hey, why are we all of a sudden saying that Sydney as a city is a hotspot? Yeah, in certain areas in Western Sydney and spattered throughout, there have been outbreaks and clusters, but overall, Sydney's been pretty good.
That's right. New South Wales, less than 20 a day for ages, basically. So, I don't know. I just think that's an overreaction, but that's the question we're asking.
Doesn't it go to show, though, fear is still rife in the community about this?
Look, it's serious. Don't get me wrong, but I don't think blocking people from entering pubs because they're from Sydney is the right thing to do.
Anyway, all right, let's go to the phones. Alan, hey, how are you? Alan, hello.
Alan.
Alan's gone.
Steve.
Let's go to Sharon. Hey, Sharon.
Hi, how you going?
Going good, Sharon. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think we should be locking our pub doors to Sydney ciders?
No, it's terrible. It's actually already happening. That's why I decided to call, because it just happened to me yesterday.
Wait, what happened?
What's going on?
Well, I'm not from Sydney, I'm from Newcastle, but my best friend was coming down to have lunch with me from Sydney yesterday for my birthday.
Yeah.
And I rang up a couple of places and I booked a place to go. And then we went up to the Bay the last weekend and we had to do all the COVID stuff. And my partner said, you might have trouble letting your friend go to a restaurant. And I went, oh, don't be silly. Anyway, so I came home and I rang the two places that I'd booked. One was a pub and one was a restaurant, and they both said no, they wouldn't take him unless he had proof that he'd been tested for COVID. They wouldn't allow him to go in.
I don't even know if that's allowed.
Well, it happened, and so he couldn't come down to see me for my birthday, and I was so upset because
sad.
Well, we couldn't go anywhere for my birthday.
I don't know. I think you might be right, Crevo. I don't think a venue can dictate that sort of thing and ask you for your medical records.
Yeah.
Well, I won't cheat. I'll ring up and say that.
Yeah, you did the right thing.
Yeah, of course. You're just trying to check.
And as soon as I said that, they said no. Unless you can prove that he's been tested, we're not taking anyone from Sydney at the moment.
Where in Sydney is your friend from? Because obviously there are those hotspot cluster areas in Western Sydney and whatnot. So is he from one of those?
Not, No, he's not even from one of the hotspots, no.
Wow.
So that's what I also told them, and they just said, no, sorry. And then I rang one other place, and the first place I'm talking to was an actual standard pub.
Yeah.
So it was just a counter lunch we were having.
Yeah.
And the other place was a bit more fancy. I'm going to go for dinner, and they said exactly the same thing.
Wow.
No, we're not taking anyone from Sydney.
What a fascinating perspective. Thanks for calling, Sharon.
Didn't know this was happening. Hey, Sharon, we're going to give you a bottle of wine for your birthday, okay? No, it's not...
It's not... We can't make up for missing out on that, but something.
Yeah, enjoy that.
Thanks for calling.
13 10 09. If you do work at a venue around the Hunter as well, that can maybe you can maybe shed some light.
Yeah, because we obviously don't have proper knowledge on what's going on. Berena, is it?
Yes.
How are you going?
All right. How are you?
Good, thanks. What are your thoughts on this?
I think they should keep everyone where they are. I think we should leave our pubs and clubs open to the locals and keep the Sydney siders out. You don't want to spread it. You don't know who anyone's been in contact with.
Wow.
And they could be an absolute carrier.
Right. So,
I am a single mum of four kids, and I would like to take my kids out to a pub for their actual counter meals. And I am too afraid because I don't know who is actually going to be there, if there's going to be Sydney people, because nobody cares on what they want. They go, well, I'm fine. I can go along, but they could be a carrier.
I've got a question for you, Berena, in this situation. Just we're going to like just pivot slightly away from the pub. Are you wearing masks when you're going out in public to the shops and whatnot?
Yes, when I take my kids with me, yes.
Right.
Oh, that's good.
Well, that's good to hear. This is what I was getting at before. The fear is still rife within the community.
And
rightly so.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't know if it's... I still don't know if you can block people out like that. If the restrictions aren't in place, if the law isn't there, I don't think it's right for pubs to be going, right, you can't come in.
Berena, what I would say to you as well, what are your thoughts on Sydney's situation at the moment? Because, like I was saying before, there are certain clusters, like there were here in the Hunter not long ago. The bulk of it, though, is pretty good. So does that not put your mind at ease?
In a way, yeah. In a way, no. Because the only reason we've now got this another cluster in Sydney is because people's arrogance.
Yeah, that is true.
I don't care if I've got a slight cough, I'm still going to go out.
Mm.
That is true. Well, thanks for your thoughts there, Berena. I appreciate that. One more?
Yeah, one more.
Let's go to Michelle. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, doing good. What are your thoughts on this?
I really think that Sydney people should, unless they're going to buckle down, shouldn't be able to come up to Newcastle or the Hunter Valley.
Yeah.
I live in the Hunter Valley, and the amount of Sydney people, they don't social distance, they don't wear masks, and they think it's all a joke.
Wow, so you're seeing it firsthand with people just coming up there. Well, it's one thing to have the travel restrictions in place, but another to be blocking people to enter venues. But anyway, that's an interesting perspective to hear, like, what's going on in the Hunter.
Yeah, thank you for your calls today. Coming up next, though, we're going to talk about food, and I love food. Food is my number one companion in life at the moment. In particular, Uber Eats. I've been getting a lot of Uber Eats lately. I've blown out during my holiday. Let me tell you, I've been getting Uber Eats on the reg. You should see my Uber Eats account. Anyway,
out of control.
I'm going to have a little rant next, because do you know what I am sick and tired of?
Are you going to tell me in a sec?
Not getting crispy chips. I order these chips on Uber Eats. Do you think I can find one restaurant here in Newcastle that will deliver me nice, hot, crispy chips?
I think I have the solution for you.
We're going to chat more about it next. It's 7:21. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Currently 10 degrees in Wickham. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, Crevo, you know what? I've been eating like an absolute pig
last month. Apparently, is
Gym,
it?
Gym, haven't been. Uber Eats constantly. My only exercise as of late has been going to my front door and opening it.
That's
for their Uber Eats driver.
Really strong right arm, is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. So, my issue is right now, I haven't usually in the past gone for a chips order on Uber Eats, because we all know it's very hard to get chips delivered to their optimum freshness, hotness, and crispness. Mm. I've started getting a lot of burgers, and of course, chips go with burgers. So I've been getting chips as of late. And do you think that I can find a single place that can deliver something that resembles a fresh hot chip?
Okay. I hear your struggle, right? So where are some of the places that have come up soggy?
I'm not going to name them.
Oh, okay. So you've been getting, basically you've been getting the old limp chip delivery.
You know what? Like good burger places. Let's just say that. And I mean, when I talk soggy chips, I got a bowl of them the other day, right? Mm-hmm. Sweet potato fries.
Yep.
They resembled a bunch of sweet potato fries that had been dumped in some dishwater. They were soggy, they were oily, they weren't crunchy, they were limp, and they were cold. First of all, they keep delivering them on bikes. Can we stop delivering chips and burgers on bikes?
Like push Uber bikes?
Eats? Yes. Get in a car.
Too slow for something that needs to move so quickly.
That might be one of the issues. Second issue, I think, is the packaging. Put them in a nice, you know, crisp packaging, like something that retains the... freshness. Surely there's something out there.
So with chips, you need to let the steam out actually the part of it, you know.
That's my foil bag idea. Doesn't work for that, does it?
I actually have a solution for you because I know a place that delivers crispy chips.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Talk to me.
And it's not too far from your place. It is the Metro Islington Kebab. It's the petrol station.
Opposite the Newey.
Opposite, I guess so. It's opposite Islington Park.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep. So, you know, they have the flashing hot food sign. Yeah. So, I had some friends around probably about 2 months ago.
Right.
And we had a few drinks. We were basically too drunk. No one could drive. And my friend got on Uber Eats, and I wasn't really concentrating. She just grabbed, it obviously came up in our nearby radius.
Correct.
And the chips came crunchy.
What kind of packaging were they in? Just like
Styrofoam.
A paper bag? That's the idea. That's what we need to deliver chips in then.
And I think it's even the Styrofoam that's like not actual Styrofoam. It's like the modern one that's... like environmentally friendly as well.
Who knew? A couple of people have told me the kebabs are really good in that Metro Petroleum as well.
They do a good snack pack too, but the chips came crunchy. I was blown away because that's a good 10 minutes drive from my house.
Wow. Well, there you go. There's the tip. Hot tip. Let us know if you have any other hot tips around town for hot chips. Hot tips for hot chips.
Ones that get delivered crispy. One of the greatest challenges of food technology.
From one style of delicious food to another, we are playing Beat the Meat next.
Oh, that's right.
Singo's vouchers on offer this morning. Of course, if you want to play 131009, we're going to do it after the news at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Matt Coles.
Across Newcastle.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
We need you to do us a solid this morning.
Yeah, can you give us a hand?
Yeah, newfm.com.au. Can you go and rate the music for us, please?
Yeah, just do it for us, would you?
Tell us what you think of the tunes that we play. I mean, it's your one chance to finally get that song off the radio that you hate, or tell us which one you want to hear more of.
Exactly right. So you're doing yourself a favour and us a favour and a chance to win prizes.
Yeah, win. Stacks dining vouchers galore to give away.
Oh,
so
brilliant.
Under 10 minutes, if you're at your desk at work today, on the job site having a smoker, get on your mobile, on your computer. Very easy.
Yeah, simple to do, and the prize is good.
That's right. Speaking of prizes, Beat the Meat is back. We have Singo's vouchers. It's a Beat the Bomb style game, except instead of a bomb, it's like sausages. So before they all explode, you say stop and you get that amount of sausages. Very easy.
Yeah, simple way to win some meat for the Barbie.
131009. If you want to play right now, though, love these guys. Powderfinger, Burn Your Name, live across Newcastle. It's 7:39. Good morning. Currently 14 degrees at Warners Bay with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Maddie, over the break, of course, a lot of stories came out that we didn't get to. Some of these were pretty wild and out there, and I think it's like just a sign of the times of what's going on. People are just going a bit, you know, crazy with isolation and everything.
Now, I am an absolute sucker for a clickbait headline.
Oh, absolutely.
So I have no idea what you're about to bring to the table.
I've got a few stories here. Some of them are real stories and some of them are the plots of movies, and you've got to figure out which is which. So I'm going to pick a few at random. We've got just a few minutes before the news here. The first one, and you've got to figure out plot from a B-grade movie or real story.
Can I get Hamish involved in this? Because yeah, I feel like Hamish, along, you can play along? I think you'd be great at this game.
Yeah, well, being the great journalist that he is, I'm sure.
Let's do
perfect.
Me versus Hamish.
All right, oh, perfect. Gosh, okay. All right. Okay, first one. An Arkansas farmer who disguises himself as a woman to sneak into a cemetery and deface the grave of his longtime nemesis, at times by throwing dead animals on it.
Okay, I'm going to lock in real news story.
Do I have to go the opposite of what you say?
No,
or can
no,
we? Okay, I think that's a real life story too.
It is absolutely. Yeah. After a 30-year feud that went on, he was caught disguising himself as a woman, regularly sneaking into the cemetery to do this. But at first, thought that the animals were dying because they were eating like the fake flowers in the cemetery. But then realised it was his long-time nemesis. And he just couldn't wait to get that last bit of revenge.
What compels a human being to think up something like this?
Well, a really long feud and a bit of a sicko is the answer to that.
Do you reckon he was going the whole kit and caboodle?
I don't know the answer to that. I'm not going any further. All right, number two. An archaeologist has teamed up with other investigators to uncover a long-lost tribe who actually still worship demons.
It seems a bit Indiana Jones-ish to me. I'm going to go movie.
I'm going to go real-life story.
Oh, Hamish has got this one. It's the plot of the 2005 B-grade horror flick Alone in the Dark, starring Tara Reid as the archaeologist.
Wow, Hamish, you really insulted George Lucas and Steven Spielberg there. And Harrison Ford, chuck him in there.
Considering the last Indiana Jones movie, I think they insulted themselves quite
To be fair,
nicely.
I'm on Team Hamish here. All right. Okay. A landed gentry, an older gentleman, was getting the floor fixed on his old country house in England, and workers have discovered more than 2,000 items of treasure dating back over 500 years, a treasure trove in his own house under the floor.
Is real news story.
Yeah, I'm going to go real news story on this one.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. It's just happened. Over 2,000 items. The value of this treasure haul yet to be determined, including ancient manuscripts. This is an amazing haul. Yeah.
So do they get to keep it and profit from that find?
It's his own house. He can do whatever he wants with it.
You know, it's interesting because I have a very similar personal story about that when I was in the UK.
Your house? Just bought a house.
Well, not that one, but a house that I stayed at in the UK. They actually opened up a wall and found all these old documents and an old letter to Santa as well, too, from the 1700s. So.
Did you make bank?
No. I don't think they really care that much. Went to a museum.
Yeah, oh, this includes jewellery and stuff.
Oh, well, that probably would, yeah.
Well, of course Hamish won that one.
Yeah, of course he did. He's a real journalist.
Do a little dance, Hamish.
You won.
Hamish's news next.
Yeah, the real news coming up after this. 7:59, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Time's up. All right.
Across Newcastle. Relax. Open your mind. All right, let's get started.
Come on.
Another day is kicking off.
You guys feel that?
Hell yeah.
And the Novos are about to throw open the mics.
Go! Let's go.
And get things started.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
That's right. So yesterday we had a bit of a timber delivery happen. So this big truck comes up and there was a car parked in front of the house. So they need to, like, crane these big packs of timber over the fence.
So this is for your decking, right?
Yeah, for the deck and stuff. But there's a car park there. This guy, though, is a bit of like a larrikin slash cowboy. He goes, yeah. Oh, no worries, mate. And he just drives the truck up onto the, like, the strip next to the house, like the median strip sort of thing. And he missed this car, honestly, by about 2 centimetres. And he was like, oh, real close on that one, wasn't it? And then he's, like, looking over the timber and he goes, that one's for you, that one's for you. I don't know if that's for you. Oh, well, yours now. We'll just put it here, and if it's someone else's, I'll just come back and get it.
I think
he was the real larrikin.
You need to start an Instagram story daily of the different tradies that rock up at your house. So you've had the Kenny style Portaloo delivery guy, and the trigger happy timber
crane
delivery
operator.
Guy. It's like centimeters from people's cars.
He literally he picked up this huge pack of like hardwood, really long bits. And he's like, oi, can you just push it over there so it doesn't hit that car and the fence? I was like, what? How am I supposed to do this? Like, am I the right person for this job?
Does it
no
stress
experience.
You out having all of these different people coming in and out of your house being like, all this work?
It's normally been fine, but that guy, like, he just seemed like he didn't give an F, like, in a way. Wow. It was pretty funny, though.
Good on him.
All's well that ended well.
Give him a shout out.
Yeah, exactly. John. John, the delivery driver. He'll be back in a few days, I think.
Google that one.
Exactly.
Hey, yesterday after last calls, Jackson received a call from a listener. And there's quite a claim here, right? So we want to get your reaction to this. I'm going to roll the audio. This guy recently moved to Newcastle from Sydney, and he's not too happy.
I just moved to Newcastle from Sydney, and I'm appalled at how nasty people on the roads are here. Sydney drivers are much nicer.
Big claim. Now, I don't have any moral authority to comment on this because I do not drive. Around the team, Crevo, what are your thoughts on this?
I thought Sydney drivers, or having lived in both cities, about 5 years in Sydney, they're much more aggressive. So if there's a spare inch, they're taking it and jumping in front of you. If they were first at the roundabout by 1 centimetre, they're on the roundabout first. They're just very, like, taking everything to the max and more aggressive. So I'm going to say this guy is totally wrong.
Hamish, what are your thoughts?
Sydney drivers more aggressive, but both better than Queensland drivers.
Jackson, you do this daily. What are your thoughts?
So when I'm in Newcastle, I'm very subdued on the road, very relaxed. Once I get to Sydney, if you've seen Game of Thrones, you have to be that woman riding the dragon burning the city to the ground because they are harsh.
Exactly right.
I think
this guy's wrong.
Well, 13:10:09 this morning, are Sydney drivers more aggressive than Newey drivers?
Okay.
Because, I mean, you know, this guy obviously has had a few bad experiences here in Newcastle. It's put him off.
He thinks that Newey drivers are no good.
All right. Defend your honour, guys. Doing it after Morgan Evans, Young Again at New FM. Good morning. Sunny day out there this morning, 13:10:09 with the Novos this morning. Are Sydney drivers nicer than Newey drivers? Yeah, we got a call from a listener after last calls yesterday. Recently moved to the area, Creevo. I'm going to roll the tape, and he has quite the claim.
I just moved to Newcastle from Sydney, and I'm appalled at how nasty people on the roads are here. Sydney drivers are much nicer.
That's crazy. I mean, Sydney drivers are way more aggressive. So to say that they're nicer, I don't think I can agree.
So I was in an Uber in Sydney when I was on holidays recently, and a guy there in the Uber, the driver says to me, oh, you know, where you're from? I'm like, oh, Newcastle. He goes, oh, the road's very aggressive there.
Really? So that's another person saying that, another experience of that. That's interesting.
Are we known for this, around the country, aggressive driving? Let's go to Brad is on the phone. Hey, Brad, how are you today?
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. What are your thoughts on this, mate? Do you think we're aggressive drivers here in Newcastle?
No, totally not. Sydney's much more aggressive. They cut you off all the time. horns are bipping constantly whenever you're in Sydney. In Newcastle, much more relaxed, much more easygoing.
You, especially with like lights and stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
If that goes green for even half a second, they're on the horn already. You're like, I'm just getting my foot on the accelerator. Hold on,
Brad. Question: yeah. When's the last time you flipped someone the bird out of your window?
In Newcastle?
Yeah.
Never.
In Sydney, every time he went there, probably.
Every single time. Like, it's just hectic. Whenever I'm driving to Sydney, I'm like, 100, like, you know, tension is max 100. Yeah. It's just,
I thought you were going to swear then.
You're always looking out your window. We're driving to Newcastle.
Chilled out.
Easy to go. Chilled out, yep. That's it.
All right, there's one against it. Okay. Thank you, Brad.
All right, Ian, how you doing, man?
Yeah, good, mate.
That's the way. Now, what are your thoughts on this?
Mate, the word nice does not come into either category. Fair dinkum. In Sydney, they're just competitive.
Yeah.
They're aggressive, and they drive like race car drivers. But in Newcastle, for want of a better word, they're halfwits. Fair dinkum. Absolute halfwits drive around this town, mate. I've been run off the road in merging lanes and something similar like that. So many times in this town, it ain't funny. Down there, they just want to race you to the end. They don't want to run you off.
Right.
I don't have a hell of a lot nice to say about Newcastle drivers, and I've been driving around here for 60 years.
Wow. Jeez. Where are the best drivers, do you reckon?
Mate, just get out of town. Get out in the country.
Out countryside, right.
Ian, where there's no cars, they're the best drivers.
Ian,
drive with the kangaroos.
60 years of driving in Newcastle, what is the worst thing that has happened to you on the roads here?
Well, yeah, mate, yesterday I got cut
yesterday.
Off.
Yesterday?
Yesterday, I got cut off by some idiot coming out of Jesmond Shopping Centre.
Yeah.
Drove down Wardrobe Parade in front of me, flipped me the bird before he'd even straightened up driving down the street, and then started throwing stuff out at him, out of his car, and then abused me and told me that I should learn how to drive.
He was the one doing all that, out of control.
And then I drove past him and said, "Hey, see, I've got you on video, you idiot."
Oh, dash cam footage. Well, send us that. I want to see that.
Hey, Ian, that story deserves a bottle of wine, my friend.
100%.
Thank you for that. One more. Let's go to Shannon. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
Sydney are the worst drivers around. And it depends on whereabouts you go in Sydney. So if you're down Cronulla at the wrong time, every tradie's trying to get to the beach to catch the perfect wave. But if you're out Bankstown, every second car's loaded with $10,000 rims on an $800 Corolla with an exhaust that sounds like a freight train. And you're like, what's coming towards me? And you got to move out of the way. And you're like, oh, that's a little beatbox that just overtook me and gave me the bird because I was in a Jeep Wrangler. What is going on with Sydney?
Hey, well, we're definitely highly opinionated. I finally feel like I'm in the right here.
So, Shannon, generally speaking here in Newcastle, you've had a pretty okay time thus far.
Man, it has been like a breeze. And I actually live out Nelson Bay, right? So every driver is like 80 years old. And they barely even get on the road. So Nelson Bay has one traffic light. You just drive around. It's like, it's a breeze. It's simple. But Jackson was saying that he drives from New FM to Sydney in the afternoon, right? I'm like, yeah, you must get every school zone. Every 100 metres, there's a school zone, and it's 40 k's an hour, but those mums are like supercar drivers. They are in and out of lanes, making sure they're doing 40 because there's speed cameras everywhere. They are nuts.
Oh, Shannon, spoken like a true hero. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for your call.
I love him. I love that.
Yeah.
That's great. What's the goss up next? Jackson, what are you doing whinging to the callers about your school zone?
Oh, do you know what? Not many people understand my struggles, so when I get a chance, it's like they're my therapist. I'm so sorry, Shannon. I've got his number, though, so I'm going to call him in my spare time if I've got a problem. Hey, it's the talk show edition coming up, so Wendy Williams has done a really creepy birthday dedication to her son. Tell you about that. And also to the terrible Ellen DeGeneres. Update you about all the terrible things she's doing to everybody.
Doesn't that sound like the title of a midday movie? The Terrible Ellen DeGeneres.
Written by Jackson Brunner.
8:21.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Almost everything!
Corona!
everybody. Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Producer Jackson's here. What's the gossip, man? What's going on?
Okay, so let's start with my favourite person in the world. Ellen DeGeneres. So she's fired most of her executive producer staff, and she's given her DJ Twitch a little bit of a promotion. So he's going to be her executive producer now, or co-executive producer.
Really?
Yeah, so Warner Bros. Is kind of like wrapping up that investigation into her being an absolutely terrible person. And these are some of the changes they've made. She's also addressed her staff directly on the fact that they're saying that she couldn't make eye contact with them. She says that's completely ridiculous. But can I just jog everyone's memory, right? So a lot of people, and I got a bit of backlash from certain people around the office for saying this way before these allegations come out.
And all these big stars that swindle around Ellen are just scared of her because she's a demon.
All right. So,
You agreed with it, Maddie. I do.
Yeah.
I still agree with that.
I think I'm a celebrity psychic.
Jade was not happy when you said that.
No.
She was not happy. Do you know what, though? She said also today in that press conference she did that she is an introvert, and that's maybe why people are perceiving that she's not looking at them in the eyes.
Oh, get it. An introvert?
I think she's just a bit of a bully and she's being caught out.
I can't believe Twitch has gotten a promotion. I mean, do you think she's just rewarding all the people that came out and said that she's
fine? Shut their mouth? Yeah.
Probably.
Because, I mean, think about it. If you think about it for a second, like, she's obviously, you know, seen that these, like, producers have said bad stuff about her and then they've gone, right, well, you're fired then. I mean, what a way to promote yourself as being a good person except for firing heaps of your staff.
It is interesting to see the power dynamics in Hollywood because although a lot of people are speaking up, they've now got targets on them. She's quite powerful over there. So.
Absolutely.
Well, ratings obviously speak a million words, so we'll see what happens. Yeah. Apparently, they've been going down, like the reruns of it, like down on last year's reruns.
Yeah, and we'll they're about to film the next season, so we'll see how that goes. From one talk show host to another.
Live from New York City, it's the Wendy Williams Show.
Her son's just turned 20, right? So she's jumped on Instagram, and he's yet to respond to this, which tells me he's a little bit embarrassed, but people are saying that she's a witch, and this is some sort of witchcraft ritual. So she's put a photo of all of his teeth that she's collected, which I thought was just a lovely thing to do.
I love Wendy.
She's so weird.
All of the locks of hair over his childhood, some shoes, but this is the weirdest stuff. She's kept all of the stitches from birth that she had to get.
I don't find that to be weird.
And she's put it up on Instagram.
I'm not. Look, if there was a couple of dirty old stitches from something, I'm never keeping that in life. That's my general rule. However,
she loves her son.
Yeah, you know what? There's parents who do more obsessive and strange things than that. Maybe I'm defending her because I like her weirdness.
I really enjoy Wendy Williams.
Yeah. But my favourite thing is still her eating.
Isn't it funny? We're burning Ellen at the stake, yet Wendy Williams is keeping her kids' teeth and stitches. And oh, we love Wendy,
but Wendy's real. Wendy's
she is.
She farts on air.
She passes out on air.
She loves to just tuck into food. She'll be doing an interview and eating a salad.
She's so dramatic. If you have like a couple of minutes at work today, look up Wendy Williams fainting live on air.
YouTube.
It is hilarious. She almost like this blank look comes across her face. She stumbles back and then boom, on the floor.
And they just put that on the show. They don't care.
So brilliant. Good. Thank you, Jackson.
You're welcome.
News time up next with Hamish. It's 8:33. Good morning.
Across Newcastle.
Are you ready?
This is
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
Jackson is in after 9 o'clock with 105 commercial free. What's on the way, man?
A lockdown track. These guys put this together after they flew back to the States and, like, all quarantined in a studio, like the five of them, One Republic.
You know what? Brian Tedder never seems to age a day.
Writing hits.
Yeah, true.
Really? The guy is a machine.
He's a hologram. Baby Animals, One Word as well.
Classic.
And Dua Lipa.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
This girl is like just everything about this girl.
Killing it.
Amazing. So,
Jackson, have you heard do a song with Missy Elliott and Madonna?
No.
What?
Yeah, it's out at the moment. It's called I forget what it's called, but it's really good. Look it up.
Yeah.
We need to get on that and play that.
I caught a glimpse of Madonna's new plastic surgery tour over the other day. I nearly fell off my chair.
No good?
Very good, actually.
Let's see. I'm going to Google it.
Live Google. Yeah. Give us your out of 10 score
on
Madonna's.
Okay, so, like, you can tell that it's done, but looking pretty glam.
Because she was kind of going down the cat lady road there for a while.
Oh, still got major cat lady vibes. Keep in mind, though, I like a plastic fantastic person. Like, if you're all Botoxed up, you're my kind of person.
Oh, she does look good.
Is this the pictures where she's in a bath?
Yeah, with her boyfriend who looks about
21.
17.
It's a dancer, is it? God, that's a shock. She's never dated anyone like that before, has she?
She's really diverse in the people that she dates.
Doesn't she go after her son's mates? Is that her vibe? Because isn't her son about that age?
What do you reckon they talk about when, she goes back to the guy's parents' house?
She just spends so much time explaining what a VCR player is.
She's like, hey, so you like... He's like, you like Xbox?
No.
She's like, box one.
Jackson, we need you in for this next segment. Okay. Yesterday, there's been this, like, new craze going around our office here of an item that a few people have started buying, and it's the portable sauna. Yeah. Let me explain this thing to you. It looks like one of those tiny little beach tents you take down to the beach in summer. Yeah, like those little dome tents. Kind of looks like that, but you go inside and there's like a little hole for your head. So your head's poking out and there's like a little device in there. So basically you can sit in your lounge room and have a sauna whilst watching, a movie or a TV show. I thought it was a bit weird. I came in and told you guys about it this morning. You're not into it, are you?
Yeah. I'll give my full thoughts on it in a minute, but the headline is...
Personal saunas.
It's a bit for me.
A little right or wrong up next after Doja Cat. This is Say So, live across Newcastle. It's 8:44, tops of 21 on the coast today. Doja Cat, Say So, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's 8:48 with the Novos.
Maddie and Krivo.
So, new craze going around the office, and it's freaked you guys out here on the team. So, a couple of people have purchased something I've never heard of before, and that is a personal portable sauna.
Yeah, I've heard of these before, and I just can't think of in any situation I'd ever want to do it.
So the idea of these things are, right, so it basically looks like a big zip-up bag. Inside is a little portable seat, and it zips up around your neck, so your head's popping out of the top, and you've got two little slits in the front for your arms, for obviously the remote control. The idea being that you sit in your lounge room,
and
have a little sauna and sweat inside this bag.
A plastic. So, just to describe what the bag looks like.
Crazy.
You know when somebody, like, you get a pizza delivery or an Uber Eats and it comes on that
it
foil?
It looks exactly like the backpack that the Uber backpack, Eats drives.
You know when you open it up, the inside is that silver foil? It looks like a giant one of those. Imagine zipping yourself up in there, sweating all over it, your bum sitting on the little seat.
Apparently they're amazing.
It's going to be disgusting, maybe for one use, but you're not going to chuck it away, are you? How do you clean that thing out? Do you, gurney it or something? Gurneying all the sweat juice out?
Well, Jackson, that was your big issue with this personal sauna. That is, it gets moldy.
Just from, a hygiene aspect, if you're not cleaning that thing, all right. But I just thought in my head the scenario of someone zipping themselves up in that, and I couldn't think of anything sadder. Plus, imagine a home invasion or something. Like, heaven forbid it happened to you, but you're cooking away in that thing.
You're wobbling around in the big silver bag trying to catch the person who's nicking your TV. I don't think
I've found the website. It describes the item as such. The unique high-quality portable sauna which provides the healthy benefits of natural sunlight without any of the dangerous effects of solar radiation like ultraviolet is affordable and easy to use in privacy of your home or apartment.
Ew.
This is too much.
It sounds like a big con to me.
100%. Like, so the reason a normal sauna works so well and doesn't have that mold issue. And you know how it's like they're usually wood lined? They usually pick a type of wood that's like mold resistant. So that, you know, when there is all that steam in there, that the natural, like, antibacterial properties of certain woods, like, deal with that whole issue. It's not a problem.
I want to go through the features. Easy setup and convenient storage. Our portable tent folds up in seconds. A stout design supported by steel wire. Higher quality fabric, waterproof, antibacterial, odor resistance, and anti-mildew. I don't know how that works.
Nah, it doesn't.
Arm openings. The arm openings let you use your hands outside for reading or making adjustments. Too much.
What are you going to read? Like, you can imagine, you know, some old biddy reading Woman's Weekly, sweating away in the giant Uber Eats, like, zip-up tub thing. No thanks.
Do you want to hear the health claims?
Oh, yeah, go on.
Detoxification and skin cleaning, slimming and weight control, muscle and joint pain relief, cardiovascular fitness. I don't know how that works. A better night's sleep, curing colds and flu-like symptoms. Is Pete Evans endorsing this?
I was going to say, this has a whole stank of Pete Evans about it.
Included in the package is one times sauna tent, one times foldable chair, red or blue colour, one foot heat pad and one user manual.
Oh, my God.
Google it if you want to buy one. But yeah. I don't know if I would.
Looks not like a Halloween costume.
You just need to, like, create a couple of slits in the bottom you can walk around with.
You know what? You say Halloween, it's like a really, really fat tin man from The Wizard of Oz. That's what you look like
great
if you're wearing
description.
One of them.
Anyway, there you go. Interesting. We'll see how they work because one of the guys we work with is picking his up today.
Oh, he's got one.
Okay. Oh, no, I think he's getting it today. He went to pick it up yesterday, but hasn't got it yet. Oh,
how funny.
We'll see.
Hey, up next, last calls, 13 10 09. Tim Tams and wine on offer.
Correct.
So all you got to do, call up, just talk about anything. Maybe you own one of these saunas or anything else you want to talk about at the show, what's on your mind, doesn't matter. 13 10 09 to get involved. We'll get you on the air next.
8:53 at New FM. Good morning.
Broken button. Go again. Press again.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo, the Novos.
Benny, super lonely with the Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. It's 8:58 time for last calls.
Hello.
Last calls.
Starting with Katie. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Hello, Katie.
Really good. What did you want to talk about?
Look, I just want to first of all start to say, like, it is my opinion. I know there's different opinions out there, and I do understand what they're trying to say, but this is about the topic of the LOL dolls
now
and the mums that are putting them in cold water, and there's hidden meanings and whatnot.
First of all, Katie, I did see your message come through on our Instagram yesterday. Yeah. It was very ranty.
Yeah, now, so tell us.
Yes, well, I'm not often too ranty like
what's
this.
What's an LOL doll?
What's going on?
Know.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not all up on everything, but they're these little dolls you can buy from the shops that are ridiculously priced, for starters. And they come with little accessories, and they're basically, they look like a little girl that's been dressed up as an adult, I suppose.
Yeah.
So that in itself's quite, like, inappropriate, I guess, if you want to get on your high horse.
Yeah, like, that's not too shocking yet.
No, but it's a toy that I feel like if you want to sort of preach about it being an inappropriate doll for what it's doing in the cold water, you probably should have felt that way about it before you noticed that. Like,
right.
So what's going on when you put this doll in cold water?
Oh, they've got like little fishnets, or they've got underwear on it, or caution tape, and they're claiming that it has exposure to, like, grooming children and all those sorts of things, which I understand their opinion, but before you put it in the cold water, I feel like that's where it's sort of leading to anyway, and these mums are really, I feel like they're overreacting. Because everything in the world is such a trigger.
So that, you'd be fine with your daughter. Does your daughter, Katie, have any of these LOL dolls?
No, I just don't buy them to begin with. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, before even putting the dolls in the water, I think they're not a great
so they change,
model.
They change to, like, raunchy underwear, essentially.
Basically, yeah. So
yeah.
Does it have any warning or anything on the packet?
Not that I'm aware of, but these mums are, like, so shocked the way that they're going on about it. And there's multiple of them. And that's what's frustrating me, that there's like, oh, I'm so shocked, this is so wrong. And I'm like, it already was wrong before you put it in the order, in my opinion. So,
do you have any of your mum friends, Katie, that have banging on about this?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. All right. It
just got me. I got really frustrated about it because everyone's sharing these things going, oh, it's so wrong, save our children.
But it is to begin with. I get what you mean. Do you know what? Well, there's a good warning for you mums out there. If you're buying your kids these LOL dolls, just be aware that this could happen.
That's an issue. Thanks
for
that, Katie.
Appreciate your call. Let's go to Christy. Hey.
It's Chrissy.
Chrissy, sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're right.
How are you, Chrissy?
How are you?
Yeah, doing good. What do you want to talk about? I hear you're a fan of the saunas.
Yeah, I used to get in one when I was a kid. My dad had one.
Wow. Tell us, what does it feel like compared to a normal sauna? Do you get the same sort of benefits?
Well, I think it's not as nice as being in a normal sauna with that, you know, timber smell and with someone. And, you know, it's not like that, but...
You're with someone. Chrissy, what are you doing?
Hey, what sort of sauna is that?
One that I obviously haven't had for a while that I'm thinking that I might need to get in one.
Wow. I tell you what, there's nothing like the old... zipping yourself up for a sauna.
In the living room watching a bit of, what is it, The Bachelor.
Hey, Chrissy, so apparently Jackson reckons they like can get mold and stuff. Have you encountered that?
Well, look, we had this massive lounge room. The TV was up one end. And we had a Target, like, and we used to have those little pellet guns where we had, you know, my dad was a bit of a, you know, taught us how to shoot a gun. And we had a sauna next to it. And so we could actually sit in this sauna and, like, zip it up around your neck. We didn't have even get our arms out. And you could watch TV or keep talking to everybody. And, like, we all used to take it in turns and have a sauna at night time. And, and like, I was only... a kid, but I was a chubby kid. We all had a little bit of chubby on, so I think my dad thought that like it was going to
make you lose weight.
And it does. Look, I used to be a PT and I've studied health, and look, it does increase your heart rate. It does detoxify your body. All of those health things, benefits that they were claiming, when you were saying that, I was going, yeah, tick, 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 it does all of that.
Wow.
As far as the cleaning, like, you know, I mean, I guess if you never, ever wiped it out you're going to have problems. But
imagine all the toxins from your body, like the sweat
and
oils.
That's what I'd be worrying about.
Like pooling at the bottom of it.
You know what? Isn't it better to be out of your body than in it?
Yeah, come true.
Yeah, I guess
and
so.
That's the problem with our society. Everyone's sitting around. A lot of people don't do enough exercise and eat so many, drink so much toxins and don't do anything to sweat it out. So,
you were saying you were a PT. You used to be a PT. And you seem like you know your health stuff. You're fit and healthy now.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Well, Chrissy told us. Thanks for your call, Chrissy.
Yeah, I know.
Wine and Tim Tams coming your way. Let's go to Robbie.
Hey, Robbie. How you doing?
No,
Robbie's gone. All right. That's all right. Well, there you go.
I'm really into I actually want to try the sauna.
Now you're into the sauna.
We'll see. We'll try and get one.
That'll be cool. Yeah. Do one on the show.
Yeah, yeah. You said Jade would be into it.
I reckon she would.
She gets to do everything. I'm going to do it.
You
want to
do it.
Yeah,
you 100%. Can sit over there. You know what? You could do the show from the sauna.
Let's
the whole
do it.
Show.
Love
3
it.
Hours.
Jackson, you want to join us?
Absolutely not.
105 kicking off in minutes. What's on the way, mate?
A bit of Halls. Yeah, should be sad. I love this girl.
She's got a podcast out at the moment.
Oh, really? Do you know what? Lady Gaga's doing a radio show now. Like, they're all jumping on that bandwagon. They want to be like us.
They're copying Nicki Minaj. I loved her radio show.
Queen Radio was so
good.
This
is Queen Radio!
A bit of Al City as well. And I think you're going to like this next one as well. It's fresh Kylie Minogue.
Oh.
Say something.
Jackson. I'm obsessed with this song. The video's really cool as well.
Yeah, right.
Listen to me. What a typical gay. Love, Kylie.
Oh, I'm obsessed with this song.
Hey, the holiday hotline, of course, still
that's up and running.
Ringing off the hook. If you're lucky enough to get through, you're playing after 11 today, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're giving people the chance to go camping at Riverwood Downs. We're also going to throw in the tent as well, so.
Awesome.
Absolutely amazing.
We need to get some saunas.
Yeah, that'd be cool as well. Hey, don't forget as well, rate the music. newfm.com.au. Make sure you rate the music. We need as many people doing that as possible to make the playlist as good as possible.
Oh, the boss is telling us to get off air. We've run late today. Thanks for that. All right, catch you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.